Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What are your plans for Memorial Day? In memorandum, America that we used to know. Well, we're stopping it, but it could be bad news. Thankfully, you're in the fight. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Memorial Day. You should be remembering the people that are important, that got you to the point in life where you are, that made you who you are, that formed you. I don't know who they are. Some of them still exist. Go spend some time with them, because that's important. But for the ones who've gone, remember them. Remember our veterans, the people who fought to give us voice. A voice that there are many people right now trying to take away. I spent the first hour of this show talking about racist in your midst, right in front of your face, a group of people that run a Popeyes that say no white people. We reserve the right not to serve white people. What have you done to them? Let me tell you what you've done. Your ancestors fought to free those black people. You fought against the grain of leftism and these Democrats who wanted to keep black people subservient and enslaved, and you to this day are trying to free them, and there are black people that don't like you because of the color of your skin. They go against a person who is an icon, not only in the black community, but in the American, in America, period. He's synonymous in the lexicon of civil rights, and they completely ignore him. The great Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. What a memorial to him when stuff like that exists. When George Floyd, a thug, his family gets invited to the White House because of some political gamesmanship that Joe Biden and his team want to play, because they want to give a pat-pat to black people. Hey, little black people, look, I brought a thug's family to the White House. Very wealthy people that won't have a dime in 5 years. They'll blow through that money. They'll probably get a TV show, Pimp My Somebody, Pimp My Dead Brother, you know, whatever. It's insane. Racism in front of your face. Thugism in front of your face. And these leftists want you to accept it. It's okay. George Floyd was a good guy. Michael Brown Jr. was a good guy. All these blacks killed by cops, they were good people. But you're never going to see, ask Joe Biden, is he going to invite the victims of crime in all these major cities? Is he going to bring those families there? Those families aren't making millions of dollars because they were killed by other black people. Even the victim compensation policies don't help them. They can't even bury their people. Only person getting over in the black community is the Undertaker. Everybody else is getting crushed. Donald Trump put this message up. With Memorial Day coming, people start driving in the biggest automobile days of the year. I'm sorry to say, the gasoline prices that you will be confronted with are far higher than they were just a short number of months ago. We had gasoline under $2 a gallon. Remember, as you're watching the meter tick and your dollars pile up, how great of a job Donald Trump did as president. Soon, Russia and the Middle East will be making a fortune on oil. And you will be saying how good it was to have me as your president. Wasn't it great to be energy independent? But now we are energy independent no more. Shame, shame, shame. Other than that, have a great Memorial weekend. I love that. Other than that, oh man, my message is a little bit more, less self-serving. Though I don't blame President Trump for saying what he needs to say about things like this, and he's 100% right. But what I want you to understand is that you're winning, and The more you exercise your First Amendment rights, the more you keep all the others. The more you are fearless. And you remember who got you here. And, you know, as Chesterton said, you know, I'm not fighting for the people, you know, behind me or whatever. I forget what the comment is, but essentially he's saying, I'm fighting for what I know is going to happen. I'm fighting for the future of this country. Where do you think those people that died, you know, on D-Day and all these other battles that we've faced over the past 20 years? What do you think they fought for? You think they fought for us to let racists put doctrines in like critical race theory? You know what's going on all around this country? Conservatives. People are fighting. Even leftists are pushing back. White leftists, woke white people are going, wait a minute. Now I get it. I see how they demonize people for doing nothing. They're waking up. Everything I talked about, Facebook recanting on where the actual virus, the China virus, originated. That would be like them saying, listen, don't anybody talk about Ebola being from Africa, even though they can trace the origins back to the Ebola region of Africa. We're exposing them at every level. We're exposing how crooked they are, how low they're willing to sink to do anything to us. We're exposing them. Good for us. This is great news. Dershowitz's lawsuit is continuing. The court said CNN couldn't get out of it. He's suing them for defamation. Good for him. Winning. They tried to get a professor at the University of North Carolina, a person who's going to teach critical race theory. 1619, Black Lives Matter, BS. People are pushing back. No, you can't have that tenure. There are many of these stories, folks. I don't know if you're hearing about them. I don't know if they're being shared with you. You're winning. And as you celebrate this long weekend with family, friends, and acquaintances, and you reflect on people that mean things to you, and you think about people today who mean things to you, I want you to keep that in mind. You are the heart and soul of this country. And no matter what the left tries to do, they can't take that away. They cannot kill that American spirit because they can't kill all of us. We are collectively one, but individually millions and millions who say, I will not succumb to this. And I congratulate you for this. You are the reason why these stories, while the truth will come out. The fight continues in Maricopa County and elsewhere against some of these things that we know occurred. You're the reason. You keep opening your mouth. You keep saying it. They try to shut you out with the little bit they control, but they can't control everything. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, told you guys I'm going to focus on leftists chasing each other away and showing you the craziness of leftism. Because I'd like for somebody to figure it out. And if you get it figured out, give me a call at 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. So, over the weekend, the Memorial Day weekend, I didn't talk about this earlier in the week, and I probably should have, but Black Lives Matter hosted a black-only Memorial Day. Are you aware of this? So the group that calls themselves tolerant and, you know, non-racial, et cetera, et cetera, Black Lives Matter, I'm talking about leftists, has within its core Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, is supported overwhelmingly by whites on the left. They love this group. This racist group, Black Lives Matter, the most idiotic thing I've ever seen to be able to post openly. Go post White Lives Matter somewhere and watch the fallout. Anyway, the New York City chapter of Black Lives Matter, the chapter, that there's somebody funding a group of Black Lives Matter people, and I'm talking about to the tune of millions of dollars, so that they now have chapters set up in cities. They have cancers growing within cities in America, funded by some white person. They say it's Soros. I don't know. Everything's blamed on Soros. I bet you it's not just Soros. I bet every leftist-leaning knucklehead group that wants to, you know, underhandedly deliver money to Black Lives Matter, they do it through the so-called Soros thing. They let Soros become the bad guy. There's a lot of complicit white idiots out there. I'm just telling you. So this New York chapter hosted an exclusively Black Memorial Day party Saturday, the day before Memorial Day, called the People's Turn Up, an unapologetically Black party. The event's Facebook page boasted that the festivities were only for those who identified as Black. So Rachel Dolezal could go. She'd be welcome. But if you're biologically white, genetically white, and you decide you're going to go as a white person, well, you're not accepted. But the minute you go, well, look, I identify as Black, my brother, then you could get in. What would it take to identify as Black? Would you need to wear your pants down below your butt? Would you need to wear a dashiki or put your hair in cornrows or dreads? What do you need to do? Do you need to go around talking like this here and making all kinds of gestures? Do men need to hold their crotch? Do you need to make sure that they understand you're unemployed and that you live in a dangerous neighborhood? How do you profess Blackness? I'm just curious. You go up there sucking on a neck bone? Yeah, what's up? What's going on up in here? What are we doing? What do you have to do to prove your Blackness? Could you go there in a suit and tie with your briefcase and talk like this and say, hey, I hear we're having an event as a white guy? Could you do that? What would you, if you went there as a straight, as Biff from, you know, the North Carolina soccer, was it, like lacrosse team? I forget which lacrosse team it was, but could you go there with your lacrosse stick and your polo shirt on and your name is, you know, Roger? Could you get in then? Or did you have to say, no, man, I know that my biological name, my white racist slave name is Roger, but I call myself Laquan. Maybe you can carry a basketball under one arm and a watermelon under another and, you know, strap some chitlins or some hog moss to your back and say, hey, I brought food. What do you do to declare that you're Black to get into this event? I'm just curious. If there's any leftists that would love to talk to me about it, feel free. Call me up. Send me a note. Unapologetically Black festivities. Oh, by the way, be sure to have your gun. Wasn't it Bill Maher that said he wanted Barack Obama to be Black, to stuff the gun down his pants and every now and then flip his shirt up so people would see it? How about that? If you want to be legitimately Black, how many people need to die at this event? How many fights need to break out? Should we ban the colors red and blue? I'm just curious. I just want to know. Here's what I'm asking, folks, in case you're not getting it. I'm trying to figure out, what does it mean to be Black? Is it some sort of rite of passage? Oh, I get it. I have to go there. I have to deny my white privilege, and I have to say, swing low. You know, could you get in? I'm just curious. I'm throwing these things out there for you guys to think. If you learned a few Negro spirituals and you went there and they said, how you going to profess to be Black, Roger? And you say, I'll sing you a Negro spiritual. Would that get you in? Would you need to profess some form of inferiority? I'm here to profess the white superiority system that is in place in America that is oppressing my brothers and my sisters. And by the way, I'm not Roger anymore. I am Laquan. I did not mention that earlier. Oh, well, you come on in, Laquan. You have it right. Blacks are inferior because there's this thing called white privilege, and you have left your white privilege in the suburbs. You know, maybe you took your Lexus here. I see it parked over there. Nice ride, Laquan. High five. How do you get in? Is that the way you get in? Professing your Blackness? Hashtag Black Only Space was used to promote the event. Black Only Space. I would love to see a hashtag White Only Space. Did anybody see any negative media coverage of this event? a commenter on the event's Facebook page thread vaguely asked, I'm curious, though, is there a plan on how to deal with those or other things should they occur? What was he trying to figure out? If there was a shooting or a stabbing or who knows, a white person should actually confront you and want to get into your event? How do we handle this? Should we drag his pants down below his waist and slap on a Rastafarian wig or something? Put a joint in his mouth? What do we do to make him more black? Do we bring up about four or five kids and tell him, do you know who the mamas of these kids are? And he say no, and they go, well, then come on in, Laquan. I'm looking for help here, folks. I'm just riffing. I want you to help me understand how a person could get into an all-black event. Hashtag blacks only space. A note on the event's discussion board made it quite clear it was a black-only party. It says, when we say the people, we mean black people. Being intentional around being around black people is an act of resistance. This is an exclusive black space. So if you do not identify as black and want to come because you love black people, please respect the space and do not come. What if you love all people? I guess there's a disclaimer. You must only love black people, because if you love all people, you are not welcome here. This is a space for those who love only black, the black-centric racist in America that the leftists have cultivated. Oh, yeah, they planted these suckers just as sure as a farmer plants a field, and they cultivate them. They not only cultivate them in black, they cultivate them in whites. You got white people fighting harder for black people because they want to identify. They want to feel like they're part of something. And let me tell you, when you find those type of white people, they have no lives. They have been raised they've been neglected. That's pretty much it. And there's an occasional one that slips out for another reason, but for the most part, that's it.
Radio show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country. The president and others marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Speaking before a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Biden said, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy." The legacy of former President Donald Trump loomed large over the California Democratic Party's reorganizing convention this weekend in L.A. Trump was the backdrop for speeches and calls to action. Representative Adam Schiff said, "We are in the fight of our life next November. Literally, democracy is on the line and all of our rights along with it." It's a big game tonight in Boston with the Miami Heat and the Celtics.
Tonight, the Celtics look to sweep the Heat 4 straight. After losing the first 3 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals to Miami.
Game time is 8:30. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The server seizure is now confirmed. They said this according to reports from multiple sources. It was the U.S. military that seized the servers in Germany. That would be interesting. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to talk about the peaceful transition of power. Red State did this article about it, and it was a down memory lane, you know, about how things went during the Obama years and this so-called peaceful transfer, which, of course, only a moron would believe actually happened. I can only imagine as Barack Obama invites Trump to the Oval Office and has to sit in that room with him knowing that he is the guy he's going to hand the button to. After everything he did to stop him, and knowing, you know, the potential for the blow up that could happen, and he had to sit there and act as if he really, you know, wanted to, you know, this is the way things work, you know, Trump won, we lost, and so we're going to do a peaceful transfer. You believe that? There was no such thing. So anyway, they wrote this piece detailing the reminders of this transition and what the Democrats did to essentially make this the most chaotic transfer probably in modern history. Even when, in the Bush family, I just stick my finger in my mouth and gag myself when I think about them now in this relationship they have with the Obamas and their hatred of Trump and their hatred of us. It really does, remind you that George H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA, and he was building the deep state that we're talking about. Wow. Anyway, this guy, he excerpted some of the pieces of this whole thing, and it is amazing. So here's one. They boycotted the inauguration. 53 Democratic members of Congress refused to attend, accusing Mr. Trump of conspiring with Russia to tip the election. Mueller, of course, did a 3-year investigation, $40+ million later, on a ruse. We know it was a snipe hunt. Nothing was ever going to come of it. But they still wanted to. That was their excuse for not coming. He's not a legitimate president. Totally legit.
how he won. He was the most legit president in modern history because there were people that would have bet their kidneys that Trump was never going to be president. Left-wing activists actually attempted to interfere to stop Trump-pledged electors from doing their constitutional duty. They deployed emails, phone calls, and social media videos by celebrities. One group that called itself Hamilton Electors, named after, of course, Alexander Hamilton, the creator of the Electoral College, tried to persuade Trump electors to let Democrats vote in their place on the promise that they would vote for a moderate Republican. This is what happened during the smooth transition. By the way, I want to be very clear, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It is within Trump's rights, or anybody else's, as was Al Gore's, to contest an election. It's within their rights. Donald Trump made it very clear. He said, when they asked him point blank during the debates, he says, "Yeah, if everything looks like it's on the up and up, I'll accept the results. But if I suspect that there's been any skullduggery, no." He was very clear. He was asking in 2016. He was asking in 2020. And in 2016, it turned out his way. In 2020, we all know what happened. We all know what happened. Democrats know what happened. But we're talking about 2016 right now. And Barack Obama, vindictive, scared little pansy, was doing everything he could to thwart Trump. Everything. He was working his FBI overtime to make sure Trump would not have a smooth transition. And so were many other people. From the moment Trump was elected, they had the resist movement. Well, guess what we're doing with Biden right now? Resist. You will never, ever get my support, will Joe Biden. And he's never going to be president, so don't worry about it. But he wouldn't. If he was, I wouldn't support him one bit. I would, again, never call that man president. Are you kidding? I would anywhere I would go, I would talk about America's, I'm not even going to say it because it isn't going to happen. But I would talk about America's idiot. That's what I would call him. Anyway, the calls were immediate for Donald Trump's impeachment. Maxine Waters led the impeachment before Trump. She was, "We've got to impeach this man. We've got to impeach him." What was his name? Al Green? Impeach him. Everybody, the only way we can win the election, they were people saying this, is to impeach Trump in the next election. They were like telling us the only way to win. The reason why Michael Moore, and what's his name? Bill Maher, Big Nose, Bill Maher. They were so afraid because Trump had so much momentum. They both knew what was going on. They knew Donald Trump was going to win. If you were to interview them today and ask them, what do you think happened? And they were to be honest with you, not that they could be because they're leftists, but they would tell you, "Oh, Trump got cheated." Michael Moore and Bill Maher would say, "No question in my mind." If you were off the record, never going to be heard, they would tell you that point blank because both of them knew exactly what was going to happen on election day. Trump was going to blow through Obama's numbers. He was going to get millions of votes. And I'm going to tell you, when it all comes out, I think it's kind of humorous when you think about them watching the numbers, with Dominion voting systems. And that algorithm just working its butt off, man. That algorithm is sweating like a Baptist, Black Baptist preacher. They got a handkerchief on that algorithm. Get the algorithm. Work it, baby. I'm trying up in here. I'm trying. I'm going to save the people. And so the algorithm is sweating like a Baptist, Black Baptist preacher. And the algorithm finally goes, "I can't go no more. I can't do it." And they go, "Hold on, Mr. Algorithm." And they change it. They change it because Donald Trump, I chuckle at the idea that they set that algorithm with a number and Trump demolished it. So much so that at the same coordinated time, they had to do their bad stuff. They had to commit their crimes. And that timestamp is one of their massive problems because it happened in too many places simultaneously. Boy,
fun. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, going on about this impeachment thing, they said she cited how Trump characterized Clinton's health during the campaign as a possible criminal charge. Yeah. Remember, Trump was like, Hillary, you know, she's over there. She's dying. By the way, Hillary had the flu. That's why she was falling, dang near falling out in the Secret Service in the different vans they had her in and stuff. She had the flu, not the Wu flu. Dang near killed her. She'd had the Wu flu. She probably wouldn't have even known it. Unity. Democrats say, if we get in office, we're going to bring the country together because we're going to show them that we're all in this together with climate change and letting everybody stay at home and not have to work and a host of other things. Yeah, we're all in this together. I told you guys, 73% of this country graduates college without a degree that they're going to use. Which pretty much puts the back of America on 27% of people who graduate college and actually go do the career that they want. And we can have a philosophical argument about, Kevin, the 73%, they're a big percentage that find themselves and they go out to do. You're exactly right. I'm not debating that. But what I'm telling you is I think it's silly that you're going to spend tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you don't even know what you want to be or do. They have a place for that. JUCO, junior college. Go there. Take a correspondence class. Do an apprenticeship. Expand your mind and learn how things are going. You know, what you like. Anyway, this article finishes. They remember what happened in 2016. They also remember the 4 years of hell Democrats and the media put this country through after the bogus bombshell after bombshell that either went nowhere or in some instances ended up being fake news. And that's what most of it was. This one of most sticks out in my brain is Schiff. What should happen to him? He blatantly lied. I have definitive proof that that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and he never brought it out, never gave anything. I think that should be one of the things. You should be able to be prosecuted for telling lies like that. But we can't. These people are exonerated from that stuff. So, yeah. Peaceful transition, my butt. Donald Trump has every right to fight. He is fighting. He will continue to fight. The soul of this nation depends on Donald Trump and team winning this fight. No bones about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, on with my good buddy, Marine Tim Wilkins, funny man, pitch man, comedian, you name it. Friend of the show, friend of Kevin Jackson's, and we're always glad to have him. Tim, how's that for a welcome?
That is outstanding. And you know, as a Marine, I just love when anybody barks. You get enough of us in a room, it's like picking out a puppy.
Very true. All right, man. Well, hey, look. Donald Trump, officially president. I'm not going to take you through the inauguration crap. I don't know that I've seen anybody go, here's what I'm going to do, and then just start doing it. I mean, it's like Trump has a checklist, and he gets up and goes, okay, Obamacare, boop. ISIS, boop. It's just a checklist, man. Is he making good moves here or what?
I can say I don't think Trump knows how Washington works, and I think he's breaking it.
I agree.
You don't just get up with a to-do list and to do it. That's right. Not how Washington works.
You know what's funny, Tim? I said this. I used to say this to political people all the time. They wanted me to help with the campaign, and I'd look at their sites, and I'd go, man, your site is full of lies, you know? And it would be a congressman, some obscure guy going, I'm going to go to Washington. I'll change Washington. And I go, shut up. You ain't changing Washington. You can't even change your drawers. Right? But then Trump says, no, we're draining the swamp. We're going to drink. And you know what? I believed it. That was the first time where I went, you know what? I would say, Washington, you better watch out. In fact, while I was in D.C., Tim, I was going. You would have thought I was president. I was going restaurant.
Only one of us was invited, by the way.
What's that?
Only one of us was invited, just so you know. And it wasn't me. It was Kevin Jackson.
Well, I didn't go to any big deal. I wasn't like on in some VIP list. Don't try to push off white privilege on me, baby. You still own that. Yeah. I thought for sure when you said
we were talking, I said, so what's going on this week? You said, can't talk to you this week. I'm headed to D.C. I thought, Mr. Big's going to be in one of those first five rows. Check him out.
Well, okay. So on the lawn, I had first five row type seats. I gave them away. Yeah, and let me tell you why. I gave them away for two reasons. One, I was sick, and it was drizzly. Now, they threatened rain, all the weather. It's going to rain. It didn't, because they wanted the turnout to be low. But anyway, right. The lines to get in, Tim, were so long that I said, my line to get up that close, because the closer you got, the more scrutiny you got, right? Those lines were the toughest to get. So I said, I would rather be in the back where I could, you know, if I get sick and got chills, because I had chills, I could just grab an Uber and go. So I actually gave away some really, really good seats. But I'm talking about, that's not the thing that makes you a big star in those events. It's what happens afterwards. All the parties and the balls. And I got invited to the Deplore Ball. I shouldn't say I got invited. Yeah, I didn't get invited. I pulled rank and said, get me into the Deplore Ball. And it was a zoo. That was a whole different thing. And then, but none of the big balls and things like, you know, where the Kellyanne's and the Trump kids and all. I didn't get a single invitation to anything. I want to be real clear to people because people are sending me their resumes. Kevin, can you?
And you know what, man? I toured and, you know, I did a few dates opening for Trump in venues that had 12, 15, 25,000 people.
I know.
And to quote Trump, probably the biggest turnout in presidential history. Huge. Maybe the biggest. Maybe the best. I don't know. Could be. And I didn't even get a call, hey, we're hiring a comedian. He didn't even get a chance to ruin my career. I feel left out. I thought I would have gotten a call or two.
It was funny because there were so many people who were butt hurt and they felt slighted. And I'm going, man, no offense. These guys have so many other things on their mind. To feel like, well, why didn't Trump, you know, single me out would have just been the height of freaking arrogance for me. And so
I could care less. All I want is basically what you just said. I want him to be the first president in history, which he is so far, to take a big scroll like it's the Magna Carta of campaign promises, unfurl it, and start checking them off. Just take out that big Sharpie, just start checking them off. Well, and as much as he's doing it, is as much as I see in my Facebook feed with lefty tears. The progressives are bawling up a storm. Well, guess what? We just cried for 8 years. Here's the remaining box of Kleenex.
But why? What are they crying over? Look, the guy, he stopped spending our money exporting abortion. He says, we won't send a nickel to export abortions anymore. If you got a clinic, you're not getting our money if you're killing kids. That's a good thing for the taxpayers. It doesn't infringe upon the women's movement. XDXL pipeline, right? He's done that now. It's just going to create...
It was completely approved, by the way, by the State Department, the EPA, the land, all the Congress, the Senate. Everybody said this will have no adverse impact, only positive impact. And Obama said, yeah, it'll have an impact on my legacy.
Yeah. So,
and then TPP, Hillary wasn't for that. Bernie wasn't for that. The Republicans weren't for it. Bye.
But, you know, so I talked about TPP. So here's what we had with TPP, because I couldn't understand it. The countries that were, the 12 countries that made up TPP were 40% of the world GDP. All right? America leaves, and the title I saw was TPP is desperate. It's folding. And I went, okay, so it's 12 guys on a gym, Tim, and we want to play some pickup games, and one guy leaves, are we all crying going, what are we going to do now? We can't play. You go, okay, well, we're going to play 4-on-4 for a while, and y'all, you guys can pick one of the guys from the losers. That's what you say to the other
three. That's usually when I get to play. That's why I'm excited.
Right. But we leave, and it was catastrophic. And I said, okay, well, why is that the case? The reason it's catastrophic is because it would be like you're the patsy at the poker table, and everybody's playing against you, and they're going to split the profits after the fact. When America left the poker table, they went, well, okay, guys, it's over. There's no more money here.
You know, we have a term for that in poker. It's called a fish.
Yeah.
Somebody who just sits down and just bleeds money, that doesn't know how to gamble or bet. That was the deal that was made on our behalf, which is what I love. My favorite moment so far this week has been when Tom Cotton and Chuck Schumer got into it on the floor of the Senate.
Yes.
Did you see this? So the Senate is dragging their feet on President Trump's appointments, and they're dragging their feet, and Cotton walks up and says, look, man, what in the heck are you doing out here? You promised to do this, and your guys, sure, you voted for it, but you, get your guys together. And Schumer, of course, goes, you know what, where were you 8 years ago when this happened to President Obama? And he said, getting shot at in Afghanistan. Any questions?
I love, and Tom Cotton, to look at him, you know what Tom Cotton reminds me of, Tim? I swear this is a true story. I was watching my kids, two of my boys, in karate years ago. And this one little kid is like a goofy little dude, and he can't do it, and he's kind of crying. And this guy that looks like Tom Cotton is standing there looking at him, and I'm thinking, look at this dad, just practically embarrassed at his son. And I'd seen him come into class all the time. So the kid's trying to get it together, and dad's going, you know, it's okay. So this one day, I come in, and dad is there consoling his son, and when he finally, he'd had enough, you know, and he kind of looks at his son, he says, no, you want to do it like this, and he moves his hands, and I immediately went, this dude is a badass. It was like, you'd never guess it, and I have friends, you know, being a martial artist, I have lots of friends, you know, quite a few friends, and most of my martial arts friends, you kind of know, leave the dude alone. But occasionally you get this one or two guys that you go, nobody would ever guess this guy's as dangerous as he is. And I had a buddy named Robert.
I worked, when I got out of the Marines, I worked a lot of doors for extra money. I was a bouncer and a security. And it was the guy that pulled his pants up like Bruce Lee that you laughed at. The guy that just went ahead and put his foot on your shoulder and tapped you in the face, is the guy you opened the door for and said, no, your idea is good. I get this. Go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. And
that's Tom Cotton, the unassuming guy that just kicks you in the head.
That, he, you just wouldn't see him coming, and he's like, you know, I was getting shot at in Iraq, and you're like, what? You were in Iraq? What? And I know, well, Schumer, I mean, it was a perfect response, because what is Schumer going to say now? He pulls a veteran card, and oh, by the way, I served. It wasn't like I sat
by. I served.
Yeah.
Speaking of served, you just hit the nail on the head. So Trump is talking about draining the swamp. Schumer says, well, if you're draining the swamp, why are you hiring billionaires and business people for your cabinet? Because that wasn't the swamp, Chuck. The swamp is career politicians who are on the dole. It's lawyers turned politician who have never worked a hard day's life except in law school. The people that, like you said, went up there with, I'm going to change Washington. And 2 years in, they go, you know what? I really like the Capitol Grill, and I like not paying for it.
Right.
I like the fact that the Firemen's Union is paying for my steak.
I am so thrilled. Every day I get up now going, what executive order is he going to do today? With Obama, you were like, oh, God, what's he going to do to me? With Trump, you're like, hey, what's he going to do to me? you know the commercial, Tim, that's running right now where the girl's getting their car, and she's like, oh, my gosh, how'd this happen? And then the guy who got his car up on blocks is like, oh, my gosh, how'd this happen? You know,
I love that commercial. My take on this is the same as yours. More than anything, I'm enjoying empathetically watching people cry and come unglued. He's doing it without the approval of Congress or the Senate. By executive order, where did he get that notion? They're going to approve them by nuclear option. How did that get done? I feel like Pee-wee every day. Nuclear option. Who put that button in the Senate?
All right, Tim, I got to leave it there.
Take care, bud.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.